Chapter 9. Saving Prince. Which means we're in the version of the story that I know. And if the giant didn't kill Jack's dad or steal his money, then Magnus's gold coins belong to him and Philippa and only to them. Which makes sense. Why would Jack's dad have had giant-sized coins anyway? So we stole the coins from perfectly nice giants, who were probably saving up to go on vacation or something. Although they did want to eat us. Maybe. They didn't actually try to eat us. One of them only sang a song about eating us. Is that just as bad? On the plus side, in the version we're in, Jack probably doesn't marry a princess, so maybe one day... Focus, Abby, focus!
So I guess that means we're thieves, Jonah whispers to me.
But for a good cause, I remind him. We still need 5 gold coins to save Prince. And it's not like we can lug the sack of gold coins back up the beanstalk, right?
Let's go get Prince right now, Jonah says.
What's clear is that neither of us wants to think too long or too hard about the situation. We have to save our dog. I nod. I untie the top of the burlap sack. Wow, there must be hundreds of gold coins in here.
And the giant had so many more bags, Jack says, so he surely won't miss one measly bag.
Maybe, but still.
So, should we count them and then split them 3 ways? Jack asks.
Ooh, Jonah says excitedly, but I nudge him. You really are so sweet, I tell Jack, but Jonah and I only need 5. The rest are for you. I reach in and take out 5 coins for Prince.
Wow, are you sure?
Jack says.
Awesome, thank you. I'll just wheel this wheelbarrow inside and lock it up in a closet. Be right back.
He rushes the wheelbarrow into the house, then comes out again. My mum's not home. She left a note that she's visiting a friend. I can't wait to show her the gold coins. Jonah grins.
Now let's go untrade Prince.
The 3 of us hurry along the gravel road toward town. It's afternoon, so the town is crowded with people, and the market is even more crowded. I try to remember the address and directions Devon gave us. Left turn, 1 alley up from the biscuit stall. 2 twists, 3 turns, house 19. Got it.
The biscuit stall is just over there, Jack says, pointing to a booth with an elderly woman inside.
We rush to the stall. I don't see or smell biscuits, but there are tons of yummy-looking cookies.
Where are the biscuits?
Jonah asks, looking at the trays of cookies. Jack points at the table.
Right there. Yum. Oatmeal raisin. My favorite.
Huh? Jonah asks.
Those are cookies, not biscuits.
Oh, wait. Here, cookies are called biscuits, I explain, like soccer is called football.
Oh, Jonah says. Well, those are the most delicious-looking biscuits I've ever seen. Can we buy some?
I snort laugh. He is really trying to impress Jack. You want oatmeal raisin cookies? Seriously? You hate cookies with raisins. And anyway, I have exactly 5 gold coins on me, which we need to get Prince back.
Right. Forget the cookie biscuits, Jonah exclaims, his cheeks turning red.
I glance to the left. There's the correct alleyway.
Let's go, Jack says. Number 19 will be around the curve, to the right, to the left again, then 3 more right curves.
He leads the way down the cobblestone alley. I would not want to ride my bike on this road. Way too bumpy. The houses are very narrow and made of black stone. The street curves and curves, and finally, there is number 19. Hurrah! I just hope Prince is here and that he's okay. I take a deep breath and run up to the door and knock.
Woof! Woof, woof!
I hear Prince! Phew! The traitor opens the door a crack.
I can see a gold chain keeping the door latched. I expect Prince to come rushing out to us, but I don't see him. Hi, we have your gold coins, I tell Devon. Where's Prince?
Sorry, Devon says, but I changed my mind about the trade.
Excuse me? You can't do that, I shout.
I just did, Devon snaps. I love animals and want to keep Prince. So, if you want him back, you'll need to trade a different animal for him.
No fair, Jonah yelps.
Yeah, a deal is a deal,
Jack adds. The trader shrugs.
I didn't sign a contract, so...
I knew it!
Do you want your dog back or not? Devon asks.
Of course we do, I say, glaring at him.
Fine. Then trade me another animal for him, but not just any old animal.
Huh? Jonah asks.
I want the goose that lays the golden eggs, Devon says, his eyes gleaming.
Jack's mouth drops open. I glare at Devon. How do you know about that goose?
All giants have geese as pets, he says. Duh.
There's no way that's true. How did you even know about the giant in the first place? I ask, folding my arms across my chest.
Stop asking so many questions, Devon says. I have a headache.
You deserve a headache, Jack snaps. You're not being fair to Abby and Jonah.
Yeah,
Jonah agrees with a frown. Devon sighs.
Sorry, children, but sometimes deals change. Like now.
This is so wrong, I say.
Tough. The goose for the dog,
Devon says, then slams the door in our faces. Which means we have to go back to the giant's castle. And Magnus is probably pretty upset that a bag of his coins went missing. A sleeping giant I can deal with. I'm not so sure about an angry one.